out. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Hear Me Out. My name's RJ.
My name's Blay.
And I'm Brett.
And that's Brett.
And there's Brett. Brett chimed in. What's
Brett,
up,
our producer? Guys. That's right. And this is normally a podcast where, you know, two best friends, RJ and myself, try to become better friends by convincing the other person to like a new passion, take up a new hobby, et cetera, et cetera. This is a very special episode. Brett, why is this a special episode?
This is the last episode of our first season, 50 episodes.
Oh, my God.
Finale. That's right. We've done it, kids. We've done it. We don't tell you things. Yeah, that's right. This is it. And so, you know, normally we have an expert guest, we have an issue, and RJ and I scream at each other, and I think kind of both become a little bit aroused, and then we, one of us will donate to a charity, but this since this is the finale, the season finale, we are going to do something a little bit different. We're going to take a look back.
Yeah, it feels like we've done a lot. I mean, this is episode 50. If anyone wants to check out all these episodes, you can check all 50 out. They're still on the internet, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Or hearmeout.com.
Yep. And I don't know. First of all, you just mentioned the charities. I just wanted to throw out, like, the charity part for me was a cool thing, because I never really donated to any charities before this podcast, which is shitty stuff about me.
Even like the bell ringing red bucket,
Santa Claus guy. All I think of is the sticky bandits when I pass that guy.
Brett, are you a charity guy? Did you donate to charities before this?
Yeah, I have a whole recurring system.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, Brett's you guys a whole have real nice. Money though. You know, I've just, you know, I gave to, when I was like little, I would like give to my church basket, but I don't go to church anymore. So, well,
you know what I will say, Brett and I have less baseball hats and very little camping equipment. So we have money to give to charities, but you know, yeah, I mean,
it is a positive and a thing that I will carry forward in my life, because it is cool learning about all these charities. And I've also liked the diversity of the charities. It wasn't like the same thing every time.
I think it would be cool to maybe speak a little bit about in this finale about how we came up with this podcast and kind of where it started from. I don't know if a lot of people, I would guess most people know RJ, the podcast we had before, but this is not our first podcast, right, RJ? This is our first time working with you, Brett, which has been great. But RJ, where did we first kind of start with our podcast journey?
Well, Blay and I first started podcasting together at Conan. Blay was the host of the Team Coco podcast years and years and years ago. And then I started co-hosting with you. It was the day that Vince Gilligan was on the show, and you had never seen Breaking Bad, and you came into the office like, has anybody ever seen Breaking Bad? And I was like, yes, I love Breaking Bad. And you're like, well, you have to come on this podcast with me and help me interview Vince Gilligan, because I know nothing about it. So, right. And then from that time, we did it once, and we were like, oh, we have like kind of decent chemistry. And then we just kept interviewing celebrities and stuff. And then after that, we started a podcast called RJ and Blay Suck at Girls, where we would just retell all the stories we were telling about our failed dating adventures in the office anyway. Yeah. And then Brett and I met. Brett, how did we meet? We met a long time ago.
We were both assistants to different executives who did a lot of business together. So we were like phone call. Like,
oh,
hello.
That's so cool. I didn't know that. That's great.
Yeah. That's awesome. And Brett and I had worked on other projects before together. And yeah, it just made sense.
I used to be Blay's neighbor. We didn't really know each other, but I lived on the opposite corner in Los Feliz.
It's wild. Wow.
And Brett, your roommates.
Brett, how did you get started in podcasting? Because you are the most professional of us three.
By far.
With the most skills. How did you enter the podcast world?
I went to film school and came to LA to get into like film and stuff. So I worked at like Paramount and I worked for Scott Rudin and stuff like that.
Oh,
I was like
an
intern.
Oh my God.
And I realized that I liked the faster pace of things, and I also liked comedy. And so I was working at Paramount where we were doing like Noah and Pacific Rim and SpongeBob SquarePants, but I wanted to work in comedy. So I got a job at JASH. I was one of the first employees at JASH, a comedy studio. And I specifically wanted to work on their talk shows because they're mostly live, or at least live to tape. And they're just really fun to have that, like, we make a show, we release a show. And because they were often digital digital YouTube shows. It was more of a YouTube-y thing, but we also released them as podcasts. And so I kind of learned that side of that world back when Libsyn was the only provider to host your podcast. Oh, yes. And they were pretty, like, we had the Norm Macdonald Live podcast. We had Doug Benson's Getting Doug with High. And those were pretty big podcasts back in the day. So that's how it all began.
That's wild. Yeah, I didn't know that. That's crazy. That's so cool. And Josh, you know, I did that short film. Josh was the people that were funded that, helped fund that. So people.
I still say that's our best video we made in 4 or 5 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, Blay, I have to ask you, how did you get into doing, before you and I were podcasting together, how did you get into doing podcasts like at Conan? What? How did that come about?
Back in New York at Late Night with Conan O'Brien, you know, it's a very long story short, but I became the web guy when we had no digital thing.
Yeah. Like a blogger, right?
And they had, when NBC started going into the shitter, it came down from on high that they wanted everybody to have a web presence. So every show had to have a web presence. And so people at work, including Jordan Schlansky, who's an associate producer, has since got very famous. Everybody knew I wrote like a live journal. I had a live journal with my friends. And so Jordan was like, nobody wants to do this blog. Do you want to do the blog for Late Night? And I was like, I was working in research, researching celebrity guests, dying to do anything creative.
Yeah.
And I was, because I was doing stand up every night, I was doing improv, I was doing little videos with my friends and stuff. And I was like, yes, absolutely. So I started writing the Late Night Underground blog. I created it, started writing it, started doing videos. And then it was just another thing to do. I think the three of us, I think why we're such good friends and why you know, all three of us get along so well, and why this podcast has been such a joy to do is we love being creative. We love the work. We love doing, you know, we love making stuff. And I had just heard about podcast. I mean, it was just such an early thing. This is like 2006, 2007. I mean, and I was like, let's just try a podcast. That seems fun. And so I just figured out how to do it. And Brett, like you said, there was only one, like Libsyn and all this other stuff. I just figured out how to do it. It was like the Wild West. You know, Conan and Jeff, our EP, let me do whatever I want, basically, and they didn't care. So I just started a podcast. I started interviewing everybody on the show, including Conan, including Mike Sweeney, our head writer at the time, and everybody. And then, for the Tonight Show, for Conan, I just continued doing podcasts. And now it's like the thing. Conan, like, that's his thing, is like podcasting. But yeah, I've been doing it for a really long time, and it's great. I think you guys would agree. Like, this is a fun format because A, it lends itself very well to the pandemic, but B, we get to kind of stretch out and have fun a little bit. And you know, like Brett, to your point about like the YouTube videos, and the video is a different beast, you know, and you really, it's a whole different thing, and it needs to be highly edited and this stuff. But the kind of joy, at least for me with podcasts, is to kind of stretch our legs a bit. And RJ, you and I really got into a great rhythm with Suck It Girls in that way, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. And one thing I'll add to that is I think one of the joys of doing a podcast is you're not beholden to like too rigid of a structure or a tone. Like one of my favorite things about Hear Me Out about this podcast is we've had some that are like the dumbest, just most insane conversations where we're laughing a lot, whatever. And then we've also had some where I've learned more than I learned in like a college class, like that were super informative and super interesting and not super comedic. And some of those were my favorite. Like, I just like that we could go.
Like what are some, and let's go through. So like RJ and Brett, like, so RJ, what are some of your favorite episodes that we've done that come to mind?
So that's a great question. I'm sorry. I have a list here. I'm looking.
Do you both have a list? Do you know? Like, do you want to see the list?
I've got the list of all of them in front of me. Okay. Because I went to hearmeout.com.
Oh, you're looking at the
That's right.
The list.
That's right.
I'm looking at the list. For me, I like some of the early ones I remember that I like are the sports one with that guy in Australia.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Callanan. It's kind of an interesting, the debate, I thought it was interesting how there was like a way in to play through gaming and
through
things
like esports.
That.
I thought that was really smart. That was a very smart chess move. Yeah.
That was the first time I realized that it was more about you two than about the argument, you know?
Oh, what do you mean? In what way?
Well, I really thought when we first started that in general, having a solid argument and logic was the way to win these. But then I realize now it's playing to your biases.
But I think that's true in life. I think that like many times, like especially when you're talking about discussion with people you don't know, many times it's like, I think it's more about being a salesman or salesperson and finding out what makes the person tick and finding a way in there. Cause logic 9 times out of 10, it doesn't, it's just not gonna, not, people don't like to listen to reason. They like to listen to themselves.
Yeah.
You know, so in that way, a lot of the episodes I enjoyed were really bringing like the things I really love on a day-to-day basis to you, like in terms of horror movies. I love The Haunted Hotel. You know, I love the short film, the art films, like why you should get into film.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think RJ, that's one thing you and I really connect on is like a storytelling level.
Totally.
And it's so interesting to me that even though we connect so deeply on a storytelling, on a writer level, we don't really share a lot of the same taste when it comes to what we like to watch in our personal lives.
Right. Yeah. We both kind of respect each other's what they like, but we don't necessarily like it. And just to that point, like 2 or 3 weeks ago, even one of my favorite ones where I guess lost the argument, where you convinced me, was the documentaries one where we had Brett's wife on. And that since then I've gone and watched a couple different documentaries and am like loving it. It's like now my favorite thing. Like that's all I'm looking at.
I'll tell her right after this.
You should. And the only problem is now I'm spending more time scrolling through the documentaries than actually like picking one, but yeah, they're great. Some of my favorite episodes have been coming at Blay, coming into this podcast, knowing that you hate whatever it is I'm about to present to you.
Right.
And occasionally changing your mind, even if I didn't really change your mind, at least getting you to talk about, like, for example, going to a football game. I've known you long enough. You're going to hate this. But bringing on a massive football fan and making you talk about it brought me lots of joy.
Brett, what would you say from a producer standpoint, from behind the board, what would you say is our most contentious episode? Because I have it in my mind. I have a theory of which one we got the most worked up over. Does anything strike you?
My first thought is the one about RJ dressing better.
Oh, wow.
Who's that with? Oh, that was with Nicole Kang, right?
Yeah. Wow.
What do you think it is?
I would say the one that I remember that sticks out that I feel like had the most yelling was a cappella. I think the a cappella one might have been, even now, my skin is starting to heat up just thinking about it. about a cappella, I'm starting to get, it's like Hulk and the seams are just starting to rip. Like,
I will say that one was contentious. The one I was the most heated about because there was like a lot of tension, probably for a lot of reasons, was when you were trying to convince me to use sex toys. That was the one where I was like, oh, this is about to get fucking personal and rough. That was the one where I was like sweating the whole time.
Well, I will say, and that's one thing I think that was interesting about this podcast versus the last podcast, like versus RJ and Blaze Suck at Girls. You know, this one, like RJ and Blaze Suck at Girls, it many times felt like not like dangerous kind of, but more like
we were cutting more out because we were like, ooh, yes. After we were done, we were like, we shouldn't have said that. Cause that was, or we don't want to put this person on blast or whatever.
It felt more stressful for that reason.
Yeah.
It felt like a high wire act.
Totally.
Especially in the later episodes, because RJ and Blaze Suck at Girls, like you had started to date who is now your wife. And I was kind of in a very bad relationship situation that I couldn't talk about. And so it started to get extremely stressful, like a minefield about like what we can and can't talk about.
Yeah.
Whereas this podcast is like, we're running towards the mines.
Right.
Stopping on the ground, being like, what can we explode?
Right.
And in that way, it was way more fun to do, I think, in my view. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like our style of arguing got a little bit more, Kind of like in Fast and the Furious, when to use the Nas.
Oh.
We would save the personal button to push until the perfect moment, when the person thought they were done.
I can't remember the episode, but I remember like my first argument, I set it up as a trap for my second argument. Like I was so happy. Like it was like, I don't know if that's the Socratic method or whatever, but it was like, oh my God. And then I was like, exactly. Like the opposite thing. I was like, you fuck it. But I don't think I convinced you in that one. I don't think I convinced you. It was tough.
I don't remember.
It was tough. I will say at the end, it got to be a little like, it got hard. And Brett, I don't know if you felt like this also, but for me, it got hard to say no, because our experts were so great coming on. It got hard to be like, the thing that you love, I know. Like, it got hard to say that.
I mean, just statistically, it's obvious.
Just
look at the sheet of like, at a certain point, we started off the first three episodes, two of them were no's. And the next 5 or 10 episodes, it was like every other or so. And then at the end, it was like most of them are yeses.
But it's also, I think that is a testament too to how much we learned about each other. Like, and also how to thread the needle there as well. Like Brett, you were saying logic versus knowing somebody. I think RJ, you and I became better salesmen.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, definitely a little more persuasive towards each other. Now, I don't know if I can persuade anyone else anything, but
let's go through the season after the break and talk about, you know, where the end result ended up being, who won more arguments, things like that.
All right.
Hi, everyone. I'm Nolan Sykes, and I'm one of the hosts of Past Gas. Past Gas brings you a weekly episode about the most amazing, scariest, craziest, and weirdest moments in automotive history. From Formula One to flying cars to races through the jungle, we cover it all on Past Gas. You don't have to like cars to like our show. You just have to like great stories and larger-than-life characters. I'll tell you what, Past Gas has a bunch of them. Past Gas by Donut Media. Check it out.
All right, we're back. We're here with... Well, we're here just all together. It's just us. It's Brett and Blay and me.
Yes, and Brett, our producer, is here.
Yeah, Brett's here, and we're talking about the season. This is our season finale. We've done 50 episodes, and Brett, take it away. What are we getting into here? Right.
Let's play the game where you kind of do some guessing before we know the answers, and we can talk about the results. So because we had a few of those, like, you know, halfway shows and check-ins, we have a total of 44. Debate episodes.
Okay.
And I'm going to say up front, one of them, there was not really, I think RJ, you said it was like yes and no at the same time, or one of you did that. So there's only 43 that one of you won or not.
What was the yes and no?
It was a push.
I think I may have made a note wrong. I have written it down as it's the Spanish episode, but it may have been the football.
No, football was. Spanish sounds right. Spanish sounds right because it was.
Football, I was good. There's no way. Football, Spanish, I remember being a no.
No, Spanish was a yes, but I won't learn. Like I'll try, but it won't work. Because I did get Duolingo on my phone.
Yeah, that's a yes. Episode. That's a yes. I convinced you to try. Whether you do it and you're too dumb, that's on you, dude. Whether your brain sucks, don't blame me for your prions or whatever.
I think for that one too, like usually we have a bell or a ding sound effect when you reveal your result. I think that's the one episode where we used some kind of fart noise because it was... Yeah. So amazing. Let's say it was 44, but 43 that you can actually say you won or not. Any guesses as to percentages or total amounts? So I have a number here that Blay won a total amount. Well, let's say, how many do you think you actually did? How many of you argued? It's not an equal amount. One of you argued more than the other.
I think I convinced RJ more. I mean, I think I was the person pitching to RJ more.
Okay. Oh, man. But at the end, it went... I will say, I think you're right. But the last like 10, I feel like the last 7 out of 10 was me. But maybe not.
There were a couple weeks there where I was like, does RJ even argue these anymore?
Well, does he even know how to do anything?
Is it just all me? Is it just all me doing this? I remember there was like a solid. Yeah.
You had 4 in a row in the first 8 episodes. And then you had 5 in a row at one point, another 4 in a row. So you really built them up. So
months.
So Blay did 25 total.
months.
Wait, Blade did 25?
Yeah. RJ did 19 total.
Carrying this podcast, dude.
But that's 50. Okay. Interesting.
If you want to write into this podcast, address your postcard to On My Back, which is where it is. I've been carrying this thing all season.
Yeah. No, that sounds about right. 25.
Sure.
25 and 19. How many do you each think you got correct? Like you won the arguments out of your 25 out of your 19.
See, I think that's probably pretty down the middle. If I had to guess.
Well, I was going to say, I think RJ is more persuasive. I think he did a better job of convincing me because I remember agreeing a lot. So I think RJ, I think you have the higher.
Again, winners. Over this, we've been doing this about a year or not. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, a year. And of late, it feels like I've been agreeing a lot too, but overall, yeah, I'm just going to say 50-50 for me. Agreeing.
You won 50% of yours. So you would have gotten, you would have had around 9 or 10 of yours.
Yeah, that's what I think.
All right, to reveal, you actually had 14 out of 73.68%.
Wow.
74%. Oh my God. Damn, dude.
And then, Blay, out of your 25, how many do you think you convinced?
I don't know. 10?
You convinced 19 times.
Oh my God!
Percent.
Wow.
Which is basically a tie. We didn't have the exact same number.
Right.
So you guys do tie. Yeah. Right. Technically, Blake convinced at a higher rate, but it's a tie.
Wow. There we go. Well, then you know what? Pretty impressive. And also, yeah. I think that speaks to how well we know each other in terms of, like, you know, we do, we don't. There were some in there I was like, there's no fucking way he's going to agree to this ever.
Blay and Brett, if there was anything in over this last season that you think that if we did another season of this, if you could change something about the format, about the structure, about the what we were doing, if you could change it a little bit and carry it on, can you think of anything?
I don't know if I did this every episode, but I would like to set you up more. So like I would bring an expert in and plan the debate, but you wouldn't have time to prepare your points.
Oh, that's fun.
And see you more on the fly.
That's cool.
That's a good call. Yeah, I would say I like that a lot. I would say I don't really know how we would do this, but not having the expert there for the verdict. Because I think like...
Oh,
like
just to make it more unbiased or whatever?
To make it so you can act... Because I will say, at least for myself, I found myself not...
Being too nice.
I'm an asshole at my core, and I found myself really pulling back at the end because the guest was so nice.
We had some really nice guests.
Like the pilot was really nice. That guy who was a pilot was super nice, and I would have just fucking
loved flying.
I loved flying, and like I loved him, and I would have teed off on you, dude.
Yeah.
If he wasn't there, it would have been like batter up. But I was like, yeah, I guess I'll become a pilot. You know, like. So I would say, like keeping the verdict.
Like, one thing I would change, and this is like a technical thing that we probably couldn't do, is one of my favorite things about this podcast has been. Occasionally being able to see your or the guest's face while a point is being made that doesn't come across, that just, it made me so happy. Even if it was like, you know, someone was arguing a point for me and I knew, again, back to football, and I knew you just fucking hated it. Your face would just be like, you couldn't say anything because, again, these people are very nice and know a lot about these topics.
That's right.
And your face was just great.
Yeah, I think, so a way where, like, we could keep the guest out of the blast zone, I think is kind of... And Brett, I do love the idea of not really knowing the points is really interesting. Because that's the other thing, too, is I do feel like a lot of the points I kind of ended up... especially towards the end, RJ, and I think both you and Brett would agree, I kind of fell back on the, RJ, you're a writer.
You love good creative,
you know, so, and I think if I had to shoot from the hip, it might be a different situation.
Well, especially if one of us had to take a topic that we didn't know about until that day, and then we also didn't necessarily agree, that could be really fun. You know, we had to argue something for Brett.
I mean, that's interesting. The other thing is, I think it would be interesting to, And Brett, how do you feel about, like, it would have been interesting for RJ, for you and I to team up at some point would be the other interesting.
Against an expert.
Well, I don't know, like, against an expert, but I do think it, like, us going against each other is great, obviously. Yeah, yeah.
But I think, like, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think some of our best episodes of Suck It Girls, even now that you're saying that, are when we were teaming up or when we would have each other's backs. And that was missing a little from some of these.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. Now I'm kind of loving the idea of bringing an expert that we have no business arguing with, and then we just take them on.
It's a new podcast called You Might Be Wrong with RJ and Play, and we try to convince experts that they're wrong.
Yeah.
No, guys, gravity exists.
Well, does it?
It could be an emergent force of stuff we don't understand. So, you know, but that, you know, like two morons try to argue with scientific people.
That's kind of great.
Yeah. But that's also kind of what's happening on the internet.
True.
Every day.
That's so just maybe happening.
I don't know if we want to like exacerbate that problem, but no, I agree. Like where we had each other's back, because honestly, like at the end of the day, you and I are great friends and Brett, we're great friends as well. But having to go against each other every week, it broke my heart a little bit. To just show the world how wrong you are all the time. Just, it made me sad.
Yeah. Well, that brings us to our last point. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk to Brett. Did this podcast do what we set out to do, which was bring us closer together? We'll be right back.
And we're back. So, you know, we start off every episode, you know, the last 49 episodes. This is our 50th episode. It's our season finale. And we started off every episode and really the conceit of this podcast, which with the same thing, which is we're trying to become better friends. The conceit of this podcast was two selfish best friends trying to become better friends, trying to be even closer together and intermesh our identities because we're both narcissists by getting the other person to like what we like. And so that was the conceit. Brett, what do you think? Do you think from the producing perspective, do you see RJ and I, did you see us become better friends or did this just drive a larger wedge between us?
To be totally honest, I would guess no, maybe nothing's changed.
Oh, no. Okay.
I don't think you've become less friends. But my question to you would be, you know, is the way you're interacting on this show different than the way you interact outside of the show? Because I don't get to see that much.
That's a good question. Good question. Do you want to take point on this?
I think, it is different than we interact in real life because the format is set up to where we have to argue. And we, Blay and I, don't argue constantly. So that is one thing. Another thing I'll say is I'm not going to answer if I think we've become better friends yet, but I have made friendships from this podcast. Some of the experts that I didn't know, or like Blaze, co-host of his gaming podcast, is like, I would call her a friend now. And like some of these different people that we've met, I feel very lucky and fortunate from this podcast to have met, which I think is very cool. Also, I've learned things that Blay liked that I didn't know that he liked.
Oh,
for
like
example,
what?
Baking. Had no idea you fucking baked or that you liked baking. There are things where you are, you know, I would come in thinking like, all right, Blay's just going to argue this like kind of BS because he doesn't actually do it. And then you would have arguments where it was like, oh, you've clearly done this before. And I had no idea.
So you're learning about each other because you're talking about things you normally wouldn't have talked about. So I think that's a plus, right?
Yeah.
I guess I'm wondering, is the fact that you are arguing, I think it could add to your friendship by having a new side to it or forcing you to confront certain issues and deepen your connection because you survived the arguments, you know, what makes you stronger type of thing. Is that a factor at all, you think, or not really? It's like, it's performative too, right? It's a podcast. So do you feel like it's a real, does it ever get to you?
No, it never got to me.
No. I mean, I think like, I, you know, speaking for myself, I am a heightened version of myself whenever I do anything that's being recorded.
Totally.
You know, performing, same. Recording.
Of course. Yeah.
So am I like this in real life? Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for the most part, it's much more chill And yeah, and RJ and I, we don't really argue. That said, I think to be able to argue and argue well, and by arguing well, I mean like intelligently, you need to know the other person. And I think we've gotten better at arguing totally. With each other. And it's because we've gotten to know, like you're saying, the nooks and crannies a little bit better. I'll say the biggest thing, I think, in terms of like whether or not we become better friends, and honestly, I think that the pandemic has had a huge impact on that. And I've seen a lot of my friendships really drift away this past year, two totally. Years. I mean, we're coming into the second summer of this pandemic. And if anything, arguing or not, seeing both of you guys every week, I yeah. see you two more regularly than any other friend.
Yeah.
So I think I've become much better friends with Brett. I mean, we didn't know each other hardly before this podcast at all. So we've become great friends. And RJ, I would say you and I, if we haven't become better friends, we've at least maintained the same friendship, which is oh, yeah. not true for any other friend I have.
Yeah.
In this last 2 years, because yeah. people have just drifted away. You don't see them and all that stuff. So the work really here, and this wasn't work, it was fun, but the work here has kept us in contact every week, even though sometimes it sucks. Sometimes I'm like, the last fucking thing I want to do is record this podcast today on a Friday fucking night, or yeah. on like a Tuesday morning at nine, and I've got like nine other things, another podcast to do. Like, but it has kept us in contact, and that has been, if nothing else, I think it's kept us close or made us better friends.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree 100% with all the sentiments. Yeah, I keep using this word, but I am grateful for both of you because of this podcast during the pandemic yeah. for sure. Even if there wasn't a pandemic, I would have been as well, but this has been over the last year, a constant every week, even the repetition of it, I'm grateful for, because there hasn't been that for almost anything in the
consistency.
Any of our
yeah.
The consistency. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's been good.
Totally agree. Yeah. And I think for people listening out there, you know, it's like, you know, one thing I think we talked a lot about this past year on this podcast, is being creative and our love of creativity, both, you know, because from a productive standpoint, like feeling valuable through productivity, or just from a cathartic standpoint, working out issues, stress relief, that stuff, being creative. But I think, like, again, for people listening who want to start doing a podcast or who want to start doing anything, writing, drawing, running, whatever it is, always, it's great. Always yeah. doing something is better than not doing something. A light workout is better than nothing at all. A 5-second podcast is better than no podcast. And this is just another thing I learned doing this podcast because of the pandemic, like you're saying, RJ, the consistency, the work, all that stuff has been such a boon and such a great thing in my life.
Yeah. And yeah. And one thing that Blay and I, for years and years and years that we've known each other, that we've said, Blay and I have a thing where every day when we weren't doing a pandemic.
We're doing a great job.
We're doing a great pandemic right now. No, but we would do every morning is we would get coffee and we would kind of like, you know, recap what was going on with us. And once a week, maybe more, one of us would be in a rut. And we would talk about how we're just in a fucking rut.
It's like,
oh God, a rut. But the one thing that we would consistently tell the other person to get out of the rut was small wins. Small wins will help you overcome anything, even if it's, again, drawing a picture or, you know, writing a story that's a paragraph long that you're going to like. And this podcast for me over the last year with you guys has been a small win every week,
yeah.
Which I have liked and well
said.
Great.
Well said, for sure. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And so I think in that way, like, again, if you're listening to this, do it. Do the thing. Do the thing you want to do. Go make it. Go do the thing. You got to start. Like
yeah.
work, volume, all that stuff is great. And, you know, so I would say to answer the conceit on my, you know, on my side, yeah, I think this has worked, but not maybe in the way as we set out. I don't know that arguing has brought about and getting each other to take up a new passion or hobby has made us closer, but I think the process of doing this whole thing has brought us closer and made us better friends.
Yeah. I would agree. Brett, you got anything else to add before we shove off from this first season?
By the way, I see that too. I do think your friendship has grown, but I don't think it's because of the podcast in the way that we think it was.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, maybe meta. This has been fun to do.
Absolutely. So we just got to change the podcast so we become less friends.
Yeah. We become enemies.
We become enemies. That's where we're headed.
That's where the real money.
That's what it is.
This has been great. Guys, thank you both. Thank you everyone listening for joining us for these 50 episodes. It's been a lot of fun. You can check out all 50 episodes at hearmeout.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. Please rate and review. Tell your friends. If there's something... I was going to say if there's something you want us to debate, because we say it all the time, but this is the end of season one, so... If you want to shoot us an email, you can at hearmeout@gmail.com. Thank you so much, Brett Kushner, for producing the podcast.
Yeah.
You were a total joy, as always, and the most professional when Blay and I aren't. Thank you, Strange Hotels, for the theme song, and we will see everybody later.
Yeah, and RJ, I just want to say thank you. It's been a joy to do these last 50 episodes and argue against you. Brett, thank you for making this whole thing work. And thank you all for listening. And I got to say, like, it was just great to have won more episodes and be the champion. So thanks, everyone. That was great.
And thank you, Studio 71, for doing it. Thanks, guys. You.